Welcome to the Wildly Balanced podcast. Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to do business your way. Permission to bring more life into your work-life balance, set better boundaries and stick to them sustainably, release shame and let your wild side flow. Welcome back to the Wildly Balanced podcast. It has been a hot second since I've recorded an episode, and I'm so excited that my first guest back here with me today is the one and only Ashley Looker. Ashley is a professional certified empowerment coach, mindfulness teacher, journal writer who supports busy, ambitious overachievers in stepping away from productivity as a lifestyle and prioritizing more joy. It's so good to have you here, Ashley.
Oh, I'm so excited. Carly, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad we connected. Honestly, podcasting has been like the back of my mind since being in Mexico. And this was like the push I needed to like get back into it, is like us connecting. So I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, I like applied and then I got on Instagram and I saw that you were in Mexico and I was like, oh, how are we going to do that? But we're making it work, aren't we?
Yeah, we're making it work. It's happening.
Ah, thank
you. It'll be interesting. We might get cut off. The Wi-Fi's been iffy on both ends. We had an earthquake here yesterday, so that was exciting.
What?
Yeah, we were just hanging out downstairs. I'm in like a little like co-living area, and we were just hanging out talking, and then it just started shaking, and we're like, "What? Is that an earthquake?" So we like ran outside.
Oh my gosh, that is terrifying.
Yeah, it was fun. It was like, we Googled it after and it was like a 5.6 earthquake, which is like not small.
No, I was going to say that is a decent sized earthquake for sure. Oh my gosh.
It is decent. So that was last night at like 8 p.m. That was a fun like wind down to go to bed.
Oh, you know, just being scared for your life and then winding down to go to bed. Yeah.
It's fine. Oh, just Mexico things. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here. Can you just introduce yourself a little bit to the listeners, anything that I missed, and tell us what you're currently balancing?
Oh my gosh, yes. Well, Carly, I've known you for quite some time now, which is so cool that we're like connecting via like podcast and your own amazing world and things that you're doing in the world. So yeah, I feel like you didn't really miss anything. Maybe I can just dive a little bit more into my story. So I have always been like an ambitious overachiever, really driven, just always wanted to accomplish, do. And that drive and that ambition really helped me accomplish a lot of things in my life. Like it helped me like start my business, which I absolutely love. And it's gotten me, you know, so far in life. And it has also hindered so many things in my life, that drive and that ambition and that desire to like keep going and never stop had started to have a negative impact on my life. And eventually life, the universe really got my attention. And I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis at a pretty young age, which forced me to stop and to slow down because I was definitely not going to do that myself. So the universe has a really interesting way of like intervening when you're not going to do it yourself. And I can look back on that experience now and like really see that that's what was happening. And so from that experience, I started to just learn about joy. Like it really inspired me to start thinking about, am I fucking happy? Like, am I living the life that I want to live? And asking all these really freaking deep questions, and discovered that no, I wasn't happy. I wasn't healthy. There was a lot of things that I needed to change in my life. One of those things being like how freaking busy I was all the time. Like just going was not a way to live the life that I really wanted to live. And actually what really brought me happiness was depth and quality of my life and the connections in my life and how much I was willing and able to slow down and savor the experiences in my life. And so I'm so freaking grateful for that like horrific experience, actually, because it really woke me up to what life is really all about. And I feel better than ever. I'm happier than I've ever been. And now I get to teach amazing human beings how to do that themselves.
Damn. That is inspiring. I love how the universe is just like, I gave you signs to slow down and you ignored me. So forcing you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like, yeah, it's crazy. You know, you, if you're not willing to draw the line in the sand, or at least like, you know, become aware of the line in the sand and where it is for you, like the universe will just come in and show you that line. And sometimes it's not a very pleasant way.
A freaking men.
Oh my gosh.
That's so inspiring. I love everything. I love that we've also been in each other's worlds for like years now. We've known each other for so long, but we've never really like connected in this way. And I feel like I've always had this kind of like view of like coaches, because I'm a virtual assistant, and I've always had this view of coaches of like, not that like you're better than me or like you're more than me, but like you're more impactful than me kind of thing. And I feel like lately I've had this like realization that like virtual assistants and me as a person too is just like just as, if not more impactful as like everyone out there. Also, I'm like, you're on my podcast now. I run the show.
Oh, I love it so much. Really nice. Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've always, it's so interesting, right? Like how we perceive one another, like, cause I've always looked at you and your world, your virtual, you know, your VA world, and been like, holy shit, dude, she's so powerful. Like, look at all of these things she can do and control and manage. Like, I cannot do that. So it's just interesting. But you did ask me too. Did you ask me what am I balancing right now? Was that the other question, Carly?
Yes.
Yeah. What am I balancing? I love that question. I wanted to make sure I came back to that, because that's such a good question. You know, like this is, as much as I feel like I've done the work to be more balanced when it comes to work and joy and play, I feel like it's still, I have to be incredibly intentional about it, Carly. Like I have to really, yeah, just have my antennas up all the time to recognize, okay, Ashley, it's 6 fucking o'clock. You've been working for 13 hours. Like you need to stop. Like it's time to just cut yourself off, you know? So I feel like that is still something that I'm really practicing balancing in my life, even though, you know, it's something that I teach and I've gotten a lot better. It is still a practice.
A freaking man, man. Like when Jill and I started this podcast over a year ago now, which is crazy that it's been like a year and we've like been consistently posting for so long. I felt like I had this vision when we first started that like, oh, by the end of a year, if we even make it to a year, like I'm going to be so fucking balanced. I'm going to be the queen of boundaries. Like I'm going to be so amazing at this. And now it's a year and a bit, like a year and 2 months later. And I'm like, my balance changes every single day. And I'm trying so hard to like figure out what my balance is, you know, especially like traveling, digital nomading, like,
yeah.
You know, yesterday the Wi-Fi went out for like 5 hours and it was like, okay, we got to adapt and overcome. Like, what can I do now to like, you know, not burn myself out and not like stress about this because I'm in a beach town in Mexico. Like there's, the Wi-Fi is not going to magically turn on in like 30 seconds, you know?
Right. Right. Oh my gosh. I love that you're bringing this up. I love this so much, Carly, because I feel like I have those high expectations as well for myself, like that, okay, once I figure this out, this was actually my experience with, you know, when I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and this is something I always really try to make it a point to share, is that those changes did not happen overnight, like not even close. And I'm 10, 11 years into my business and my personal development journey, and I'm still practicing this. I feel like I'm a human like everybody else, you know, and it is continuing to be a practice for me. So those changes definitely do not happen overnight, do they?
No, they do not at all. I feel like that's such a like misconception these days, especially with like TikTok and Instagram and like social media and like 6 second attention spans. It's just like you have to do something and you have to do it right now. And if you don't launch it within like 8 seconds of thinking about it, the algorithm is going to change and you're going to like, you know, it's going to become yesterday's news. And right. It's just like so overwhelming. And it's like, it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah. And that's
changes
so true.
Take time.
Yeah. And that's not balance, is it? Like for me, like
no.
When I think about that, like, and for how I lived for so long, which was like the pushing, the going, the doing, the like, yes, okay. Like try to post on Instagram every single day and make sure, yeah, that you're grabbing their attention. It was just this constant like urgency at all times. And oh my gosh, you can only sustain that kind of energy and that kind of way of being, at least in my experience, for so long, you know? So that is, yeah, that's mm-hmm. not being balanced. That's a good example of not being balanced in my experience.
Totally. Totally. I always think about it too. And it's like I forget the name of the guy, but there's a theory that like, you know, like if you ring a bell every time you give your dog a treat, like when the bell rings, he's going to expect a treat and he's not going to know why.
Yep.
I forget what that theory is called.
Pavlov.
Yeah. Pavlov.
Right.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. And I'm like, I've try to like ground myself and think about it sometimes when I'm like, oh, why am I not better at waking up in the morning, or why am I not like more famous on Instagram kind of thing? And it's like, it took me, how old am I? 26? It took me 26 years to like form these habits and these patterns and this, you know, I've been in business for 4 years. It's taken me 4 years to like form these habits in business. It's not going to like change with the flip of a switch. Like it's not going to change overnight. Like, you know, like you kind of have to work toward changing your habits. Does that make sense? I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah, like, you have to. Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like it took you so long to, if you wake up early every day or you wake up late every day of your life, you can't just like wake up early tomorrow. You have to like think backwards and be like, okay, I have to go to bed earlier if I want to get up earlier. And like, I have to maybe have coffee, not as late kind of thing. And it's like, you don't form these habits overnight. So why are you expecting to change them overnight?
Why are we expecting to change them overnight? Yes, that is such a great question, Carly. Like, because that is the expectation that I put on myself, like as a perfectionist and, you know, kind of a type A person who does have the drive and the will to like, who wants to change. But I do expect that change to happen so quickly. And I'm largely disappointed, like 99% of the time, and like pissed off at myself. And that just sets you back even more, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So that's kind of like my grounding, my kind of like shake it off moment of like, you did not form this habit overnight. Like stop trying to change it overnight. And I'm curious if you have like something that grounds you or just kind of reminds you to like not be so hard on yourself, you know?
Oh my God. That is such a good question. Well, I feel like, again, that is like such a practice for me. Oh my gosh. Like grounding myself, being kinder to myself. Like that is a huge practice. I think that's going to be a lifelong practice. I would have to say that something that does ground me that I do nearly every single day that helps me with this is journaling, which I started journaling when I was, I always want to say that I was in my teens, but I'm not really even exactly sure. I just remember starting to journal one day and I've just never looked back, Carly, for whatever reason. Like, well, I know the reason because it's so damn helpful for me, but yeah, journaling has been just like the most powerful technique and tool that I've used in my life to evolve and to grow and to learn. I'm so grateful that I found that the universe sent me this, or I found it, or however the hell it happened that I found journaling, because it's one of the best grounding practices that I have for sure.
Ooh, I love that. I love that so much. I feel like journaling is such a like, just like this big thing that you hear about all the time. And I feel like I just had the epiphany that like, to me, journaling has always been like diary entries of like, today I did this. Like, you know, this is what I ate today. This is what I wore kind of thing. And it's always felt like that. And I'm like, how are people having these like massive shifts from like diary entries, but it's very much not that, is it? Tell me more.
Oh my God. Yes. No, you're exactly right. And that's actually one of the things that a lot of people talk to me about initially with their resistance around journaling is, and I call it like the Dear Diary scaries, because it is, it just feels so like, I don't know, like corny and immature. And it honestly, it took me a long time to just be like, journaling is my thing. This is what I do. And yeah, like it might seem like a little childish at times, but gosh darn it, like it is so powerful once you are able to kind of move past that little bit of resistance and those Dear Diary scaries. So one of the things that, you know, if you're looking for a place to start with journaling or to explore what journaling can do for you, simply just asking yourself how you feel or how you want to feel. Like, all right, what's coming up for me? You know, how do I feel today? I mean, it sounds so like, what's the word? Is it like pedestrian? Like, like it seems so just like simple and like really, Ashley, but yes.
It's like so surface level.
Yes. But it gives you an entryway into those emotions and a way to kind of explore and take it a little bit deeper. So just asking yourself, how do I feel right now? Like what's coming up for me? Number one, that's going to give you so much information about like, okay, what do I need to do with this, right? If you're like, I'm so fucking exhausted, or I'm so excited, or I'm, you know, really scared about this, right? Then that gives you information of how you can go about your day and the decisions you can make, you know, from then on, which is really, really powerful. And then, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not necessarily feeling the way that you want to feel, you know, how do I want to feel? And what would it look like? You know, what can I do to feel that way? So if I want to feel confident, what's going to help me feel confident? Well, I know it's going to be a red lip and like flannel.
Yes.
And you know, like it's going to be a certain outfit. It's going to be something that I'm going to say to myself. So it's actually, it's really, really empowering for sure.
Ooh, I love that so much. I feel like I'm in a therapy session right now. Honestly, I've never had therapy and I probably should, but like, I feel like I'm in one now. I'm like, how do I feel today? How do I want to feel?
Right? I mean, so often we're not asking ourselves that, you know, and it's the coolest thing about it is that it is within our control. You know, I mean, emotions are definitely one of the hardest things to shift. And especially when we're talking about, you know, joy, you know, people come to me all the time and they're like, I just want to feel joyful all the time. And I'm like, stop, like pump the brakes. You can't feel joyful all the time. But there are subtle things that you can do to just shift the energy a little bit. You know, it's not always easy to do, but it is within our control. And that is what I feel like is one of the most empowering things and abilities we have as human beings.
I love that so much. I love that you said that, like, you can't feel joy all the time, because I feel like that's also with like TikTok and social media and always seeing like the highlight reels of everyone's life is always like, I can never have a bad day ever. And if I do, there's something wrong with me. Oh, and it's God. Like, bruh, you gotta have the bad times. You gotta have this balance of emotions and just like the highs and the lows to make the highs feel better, you know?
Yeah. And when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, the pressure one feels mm-hmm. of like, I have to be happy all the time. No bad days. Like, oh my gosh, I have to keep this level of energy or this level of positivity. I did that for a really freaking long time. You know, I thought because I teach joy, you know, that I need to hold this level mm-hmm. of optimism and positivity and joy all the time. That goes against joy, as a matter of fact. And I talk to my clients about this all the time. It's like the depth of which we're willing to experience our pain and our grief is the depth of which we're able to experience our joy and our wonder and our excitement. So we truly cannot have one without the other. So mm-hmm. yeah, to have joy, you have to have sadness and grief.
I feel like right now we're literally just explaining the plot of Inside Out, and I'm kind of here for it. Like, that's such a good movie.
I don't think I've seen it, Carly. Like the
whole, spoiler alert. It's the whole premise of the movie. Oh my God, you have to watch it.
Okay. It's on my so list. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a Pixar movie. I think it's Pixar, and it's amazing. And it's about this like 10 or 11 year old girl and like the emotions in her head and how like she kind of, I think she like goes through puberty or something. So it's like Joy ran the whole show and then she has like all the other emotions. Oh my God, you have to watch it. And you'll be like, this is what I teach. This is me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I totally will. Thank you so much.
Of course. It's so good. I also want to touch on this too, of like, I get that feeling a lot because I've been traveling for 2 months in Mexico. I haven't posted in forever. So like, if you didn't know, now you know, I've been in Mexico for 2 months, but it's the same kind of vibe of like traveling, especially solo traveling. Cause it's my first solo trip. I miss Chad back home. Like, it's lonely sometimes, but it's also this like balance of the highs and the lows. And like, I've had some really shitty times in here. Like right now I'm so sunburnt, but I laid on a beach for a couple hours, so it's my own fault. So it's like the balance, but it's like, I've had such an amazing time and I've met such amazing people, but then I've also had like really shitty times. I mean, like, I want to go home after like 2 weeks. I wanted to go home. A month I wanted to go home. Now it's 2 months and I'm like, I think I'm good now, but like, maybe I'll go home later, you know? Like, if my sister wasn't coming to visit in a couple weeks, I'd be like, no, I could probably go home now, you know? And it's just like, it's the shit you don't see on stuff. And it's like, you have this balance. Like, I want to tell a little story here because I'm still kind of bitter about it. I was on the west coast of Mexico and I flew a month ago now to Cancun, which is on the east coast. And it's because my best friend in the whole world was in Cancun and all-inclusives. She had this trip booked for like 6 months now and it kept getting pushed back. And so she has a dog. So I was like, oh, I'll dog sit for you. Or if I'm in Mexico, maybe we can meet up. But she was supposed to go in like December. So I was like, I definitely would not be in Mexico then. But then it got pushed back until I was in Mexico. And she studied Mayan history in school. So she was all about going to like Chichen Itza, which is like one of the biggest like Mayan preservations here, and they have like all the temples, and it was stunning. And so I was like, perfect, I'll fly to Cancun, we'll meet up, we'll do a tour of Chichen Itza. And I don't know if I would have done it by myself because it's like kind of expensive, and like it was cool, but like maybe not that cool. But then I was like, I googled it and I was like, oh shit, it's one of the seven wonders of the world, so I have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm glad I went. But the whole reason I flew to Cancun is to meet her on her specific days. Like, I was traveling with another friend. I left her a day early. I flew across, literally across the country to meet her. And then we had done the tour. We had booked it, like, same link, but separately, so we could have different hotel pickup. And then it turns out we were on different tours because they do, like, 4 or 5 different buses from the same link. And so I was like, cool, whatever, adapt and overcome. We'll meet up there, I guess. But it was a tour of like Chichen Itza and a cenote with like lunch in the middle. And so I guess there's too many buses. So like half the group went to Chichen Itza first and then the cenote. And the other half did the cenote and then Chichen Itza. So we are on opposite schedules and we didn't meet at all the entire day. And she didn't have service or a SIM card or data or anything. So we couldn't text each other to be like, hey, where are you? We just kind of had this like, don't know where you are or what's happening, but like, hopefully see you soon. And it was this whole, I cried on the bus because I was like, the whole reason I came here is for that. And Cancun, like, they ruined it. So that was a very much like a low point of traveling, especially traveling solo.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is what I like to call an expectation hangover. Like, when you expect something to like turn out, you know, really well, and then it doesn't, like the thing doesn't happen, or you don't meet up with a friend, or you don't get the gig, or whatever the case may be. And then it's like, boom, you know, it's the disappointment, the sadness, the grief, like all of that stuff just comes like waving in. And I think part of balance for me is feeling into that shit. Like, part of the balance and being able to come out on the other end is allowing yourself to be disappointed and allowing yourself to cry and allowing yourself to be pissed off. Because if you don't, like that emotion, it's still in, you know, it's like in you, it's still in there. It still needs to be processed. It needs to be felt. So that is a big part of balance for me, is just like, if it's coming up, like, feel it. You know, they're called emotions for a reason. You know, they've got to move. They're in motion. And that's just mm-hmm. a large part of what balance looks like for me in my life these days.
Totally. It's so validating to hear you say that. Cause I definitely was like, I hate Mexico. I hate Cancun.
Yep.
Fuck this tour guide. He was lovely. He was amazing. But I was like, it's your fault personally. Even though he like tried to get me on the, like try to find them and switch buses. He was amazing. Yeah. But I was like, fuck this guy. Fuck this bus driver. Like I'm going home immediately. I was like, I hate traveling. This is not for me. But then, like, obviously, I'm very glad I stayed and I'm still here, like, a month later. And now looking back, I'm like, that's funny how upset I was. But, like, I had to feel my feels to get over it.
Yes. And Carly, I have this question that's, like, swirling around in my mind that I just have to ask you since we're talking about balance.
Please.
What's inspired you to stay? Like, through all of like the disappointments Ooh. Or like wanting to go home and being like, fuck this place. I miss Chad, like, or whatever, through all the trials and tribulations of the journey through Mexico, what's inspired you to stay through the hardships?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I think it's a little bit of like, I know I can do it. And I know that like, there's more adventures and experiences to have, so like I need to. Honestly, I was in Mexico City last week because one of the things I was in, like, Tulum, which is like beaches, beautiful cenotes, and there's a bunch of islands around there, and I was like, oh my god, which island do I want to go to? And I was getting really overwhelmed of like which one to go to and when to go and where to stay, and like it's gonna cost so much money to like get there just for a couple days. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna book a flight to Mexico City. I'm just gonna leave. And I feel like that was really empowering as like a solo traveler to be like, I can just leave. And when I was in Mexico City, I was like, I had one client who was talking about signs from the universe. Shout out Gervais. Mm-hmm. And she said that she was like asking the universe for a sign from her brother who had passed away, or asking him for a sign, I guess. And it was like this absurd like object. And then she ended up finding like three of them. It was a screw. And so she found like a screw sticker and like a nail and like another screw, just like in places where there should not be screws. And I was like, ooh,
what?
I was like, I'm a believer, but like I was like, ooh. And so I was like, universe, I need a sign. I don't know what it is, but I need a sign to stay in Mexico to see if I'm on the right path. And later that night, I'd met someone from a Facebook group who was like the loveliest person, and she hosted me for a couple days, which was amazing. And we were looking on Instagram, and the singer Shawn Mendes was also in Mexico City, and I was like, thank you, universe, that is my sign.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it so much because I feel like that too, like, speaks to balance. Like, when I think about balance, I think about like, okay, Ashley, how much time am I spending in my head and how much time am I spending in my heart? You know what I mean? Because what I heard from what you just said, Carly, was like a knowing, you know what I mean? Trusting yourself, like those deeper kind of things that are guiding us in our life. Like, that's what it looks like and feels like for me more and more when I'm balanced, you know, is living more from that knowing place, you know, instead of being all fucking up here all the time. Cause this will tell you that your head will tell you all kinds of like interesting, crazy bullshit. So totally. I just love that you're like that. Yeah. That knowing and that trusting.
Yes.
So cool.
Your heart and the universe, man, like they're connected and they know a lot. And you just have to listen.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for indulging me. I just like that question was not leaving my head. And I was like, okay, I have to ask her.
Of course. Always. Yeah. One of the main things that I'm like, am I having a good time in this place or not? Is like forming connections with people. And I've been staying at hostels. So I'm like meeting a lot of people. And I find that some people are very like surface level. Like it gets very exhausting sometimes to be like, who are you, like, how are you, what's your name, where are you from, how long are you staying for, where's next, you know, like that kind of stuff. And then like the turnover of some people is like you're meeting somebody new every single day and it's great, but it's very surface level. And then sometimes on this trip, I've met some like amazing, like deep people. And it's like, there's some people that I'm, you know, that I've met that I'm like, I hope that we stay in touch and I hope that I meet you somewhere else in the world kind of thing. And I kind of like base my trip on that. Like Tulum was good, but it was very like surface level, except for like there was the occasional few people. But then like Mexico City was amazing because it was like everybody I met was so like heart led, you know?
Oh my gosh, yes. And I feel like that goes back to what I was talking about earlier too, about like the quality of our lives, like that depth, you know, that depth of connection that you're feeling with people. Like that's huge. Totally. That's like, that matters, you know, like that's what I feel like makes the world go round. Like all of those like deeper connections and the quality of those connections for sure.
Totally. And I feel like going back to kind of like joy and like being authentic is like a huge like pillar right now, just like all over the world. God. Everyone should be authentic, you know. It's like,
yes,
authenticity is heart-led. It's not,
yes, yes, oh my gosh. And again, just such a practice for me, authenticity. Like it's something that I do my best to practice and, you know, be an example of in my business, because I think that it truly is so fucking important. I didn't even ask if I could cuss on this podcast, but apparently I'm just like cussing galore today. But please like, do. I'm so passionate about like what a gift it is and how like truly, truly how connected authenticity and joy truly are. They are. You cannot tease them apart. You cannot be inauthentic and also in your joy. You can't. It is a requirement of joy that you are who you are, that you are yourself. And that in and of itself will cultivate and bring more joy to your life. And I have personally experienced that because I've been on both sides. I've been inauthentic. You know, I've put on the happy face. I've faked it, you know. I've pretended to be somebody I'm not. And I was like, no wonder. No wonder I was unhappy. No wonder I felt like crap, you know, like, because I wasn't being me. I wasn't allowing myself to be me. And so there really is a direct correlation and relationship between authenticity and joy.
The way that you speak about this is just like so passionate and so beautiful.
I really am so passionate about it because I've lived it. You know, like I said, it's like, it's heartbreaking for me to look back on my life and be like, damn girl, like you spent some years, you know, not being who you really are or not showing up or not being brave enough to, you know, just the things, life. And it's heartbreaking. And if I could get those years back, I would go back and do things differently. But now I know, and it's a practice, it's an everyday practice. And I show up as me, you know, trucker mouth or however I like, you know, just a weirdo, goofball, silly, you know, that was part of my coaching too, is like, you know, I remember when I first started coaching, I was like, I got these like blazers and like this, like, you know, just Ooh. These like professional clothes. Cause I'm a professional now. And I was just like, oh my God, I can't do this. This is not me. I'm like, give me a band t-shirt, a flannel in my Vans. And like, just show me the person I'm supposed yes. to work with, because I cannot even, you know, I cannot be myself if I'm not wearing those things. Something as small totally. As that, you know?
We're all a little emo at heart. And when you don't let it shine through, it's inauthentic.
Right, Carly? Thank you for that.
Of course. I love that so much. I could not imagine you in a blazer. Unless it right? was like... I could not.
I know.
Unless it was like,
I know, it's like so ridiculous.
Fun patterned or something.
I know. But it's like, it's once again, like the things that we're shown or the things we should ourselves into, like, oh, well, I see all these other professional women in the work field and, you know, the workforce, and they wear blazers and they wear this and they wear that. And oh, this is how they act. Well, yeah, that's how they act. Who are you, Ashley, as a coach? Like, who are you as a person? That's what really matters.
Totally. I obviously love this so much because that's like the whole premise of the podcast is like finding your individual balance and find like giving yourself permission to like do business your way. Because if yes. like it pains me to see these coaches that are like, follow my exact script and get, you know, $10,000 weeks or like, you know, here's the exact emails that like I sent to my audience. And it's like, take them and like send them to your audience. Like there is no way in hell that's going to work.
Yeah.
At all. Like it works for you, but it's not going to work for any other person because everyone else is unique and individual.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why you're so inspiring with the work that you're doing is that like you're living it. You're living the life that feels balanced and happy for you. You know what I mean? Like you're an example of, hey, it doesn't have to look like all the things that were shown on social media. It can look different. And as a matter of fact, it probably will look different. And that's okay. That's actually incredibly amazing, you know? So finding your own path, like, and really committing to that. I feel like you're such a good example of that, Carly.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you.
It's true.
Wow. Wow. I didn't expect this to be like validating for me, but I needed this. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Like I said, it's true.
Aw, you're so incredible. And I'm so excited for this interview. I feel like it's been so good. And I really want to honor your time as well. So I don't want to like keep, even though I feel like we could keep talking for hours.
Hours.
I'm really curious. I forget how to do podcasts. What do I ask and ask? Oh, I really want to know your unpopular opinion. Because we do that every single episode.
Oh my god!
And I keep saying we as if Jill's still here, but she's here in spirit. So love you, Jill.
Love you, Jill.
Miss you.
I would say, I know. I would say that joy is more important than work.
Ooh.
I'm even like, I'm like cringing as I'm saying that. I would say joy is more important than your work. I'm even having a hard time with my unpopular opinion right now. Yeah.
I love that so much. Damn. Let's go. I'm like, okay, bye. Closing the laptop. Going to the beach. Joy is more important.
Yeah.
But I think there's a balance of like genuinely feeling joy and just being like, I don't want to. So I'm going to, you know, not work today. But it's like, if you're burnt out, like if you know you're on the way to burnout, like respect yourself.
Yes.
Joy is more important than work.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I feel like I just need to leave it at that too, Carly. Like
done.
Okay. Yep. Zip it, Ashley.
That's all. Enough said. Mic drop.
We'll see how the listeners feel about that.
Yes. If you have some words to say, her Instagram is at Ashley Looker. Is that your Instagram?
Yeah.
I think so. Perfect. Yes, shameless self promo.
Thanks, Carly.
Amazing. I'm also very curious what your permission slip is because we've talked a lot about, you know, giving yourself permission to do it your way, to joy, to be authentic, to all the things. Yeah. So what does your permission slip say this week, this month, this year?
God, so many things are coming up for me right now. I feel like my permission slip says, Ashley, you have full permission to step into your unconditional worth.
Oh, I have goosebumps. It's fucking hot here and I have goosebumps.
Ooh, good. Yeah. Yeah, that feels really fucking good to say that.
Damn, unconditional worth. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm doing a happy dance right now.
That is a good permission slip. I feel like that's just like usually it's for like a week or like, you know, when this episode goes out and it's kind of like, because your permission slip will change like as your balance changes kind of thing and as your boundaries change and what you need change. But I feel like that one is just like get a neon sign with that in your office because that's never going to change.
It's never going to change. Exactly. Yes. That's actually a really good idea, Carly. I might have to get a neon sign that says that now.
Do it. Send me photos.
I'll do it for us, for sure.
Amazing. I love it. We'll go halvesies. Split custody of it.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think my permission slip is just to kind of like slow down and live the slow life, because something I've learned from being in Mexico is like, you got to take it slow, man. Like, there's no need to rush.
There is no rush. There is no rush. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's been like throwback to what we were talking about, how we started the podcast, is the universe is making me slow down, because yesterday the Wi-Fi went out for 5 hours and my data wasn't really working, so like couldn't even hotspot. So it was like I was at a co-working space when that happened, and I was like, cool, guess I'll have brunch. And I had like a nice brunch, a nice coffee, did some window shopping, got back here, and I'm really sunburnt, so I'm also like trying to avoid the beach a little bit in the sun. So like I had a nap. I was like, there's literally nothing else for me to do except like maybe read, but it's too hot, so like forcing me to slow down.
I love that. And it reminds me of one of the things I learned when I was in school, was like the philosophy of slow, which is like anything worth doing in life, anything worth your time and your energy, is worth doing slowly. Right?
Ooh.
Like, I love that. I come back to that over and over again, because we're constantly just like eating fast, like meeting with our friends fast, like having the quick conversation. Like, anything worth doing in your life is worth doing slowly. So I am on board with that permission slip, Carly.
Yes. That's so good. I love this so much. Amazing. This was such a good conversation. I want to give you your little moment to shine, to shamelessly self-promo. So do you have any, what are you currently offering? Like, what, how can the listeners get in your world?
Yes. So y'all can go to my website, uniqueholistichappiness.com. You can jump on my newsletter over there. The one thing I am promoting right now is my year-long journaling membership, which is called the Year of Awakening. So if you go to my website, you'll find it. It's right at the top there. So you can go check that out. Yeah, it's amazing. That community is just seriously blowing my mind. So if you want to create like a journaling practice, a consistent journaling practice with really awesome prompts, so it kind of takes the dear diary scaries kind of out of it. And we have a monthly theme, and every single month it changes. So definitely go check that out. And I am on Instagram, but I'm kind of like off Instagram also right now, but you can connect with me over there at Ashley Looker. So yeah.
Amazing. We'll have all of that linked down in the show notes, so it's easy clickable. Oh. Yeah. Thanks so much for being here. This was so fun.
Yeah. Thank you again for the opportunity and for, look at like the tech gods were on our side today. We made it work. The Wi-Fi was good. Yeah. It just was meant to be.
No earthquakes.
No earthquakes. Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Go check out all the links. Check out Ashley's website. She's amazing. Also, if you're on the internet, check out our website at wildlybalancedpodcast.com. Be sure to give it a rating and review. Share with your friends, all that good stuff. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carly.